Good morning. My voice is not very good during my break any moment, so just pray for me and also pray for, let's pray for the message too. Heavenly Father, would come before you this morning. We just ask you to come into the sanctuary, Lord, and fill not just the sanctuary, also with our heart, Lord. So when your word come down to our heart, I just pray, Father, that you really speak to each one of us and really to experience that presence, that or peace that you always promise us, Lord. Also, I ask the Lord that you really bless my voice too, so that I can finish this message. And just be with us this morning, Father God. Thank you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, the message is from Philippians 4. Let's turn to Philippians 4. 1-9. Let's read from the verse 1. The version that I'm reading from is from the NIV versions. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. In this way, dear friends, I plead with Euodia, and I also plead with Syntyche, that to be of the same mind in the same Lord. Yes, and I ask of you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-worker, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again, rejoice, lest your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petitions, with thanksgiving, present your present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in the Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned and received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. This passage I actually shared with you 2 weeks ago, and I only covered the first 2 points, and this is like a continuity of the last time when I shared 2 weeks ago. And just a little recap, last time we shared that, you know, this is a teaching by Paul to the Philippians, talking about, you know, when the Lord is near you, what are the behavior or what are the things that as Christians should manifest, should have in this community. And as a recap, last time we talked about, you know, when the Lord is near, he commanded us to have that fellowship, that community, the Christian community. And the second one is that is from verse 1 to 2. And then from verse 4 to 5, it talks about that we are to have that joy in the Lord, to rejoice in the Lord always. And then this morning, we talk about, let's turn to focus to verse 6. It says here, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petitions, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Here it talks about not to worry. It doesn't mean that, you know, we just sit there and don't worry and try, you know, talk about emotion. Of course, it's natural that things, there's uncertain things that happen in our life, or, you know, the challenges that we don't know how to face tomorrow, and a situation that we don't know what to deal with. Naturally, worry come by. But the talk about it is like, when this situation can come by, what can you do so that you won't be worried? Here is talk about is by prayer and supplications, by prayer and petition. Very specifically, God asks us to pray. A lot of time, you know, we our situation is like, oh, God answer our prayer before even answer, so why bother to ask? But very interestingly, if you look through the Bible, there are different verses, especially all three of you now have done GIC. The obvious one is John 16:24. It's talk about, you know, until now you have not asked for anything in my name, and ask you will receive, and your joy is will complete. It talk about actually a process. It's to talk about this interaction with God. We a lot of time we're talking about, you know, coming back to God, accepting Christ as our Savior. become a Christian is not an action, but rather is go back to a relationship that Father God wants to have with you. So you're talking about is a relationship. Relationship need time to build, need interactions. So you talk about is interactions. So yes, sometime God does way is like before you even ask, He know what you need and He give it to you. But there are situations that He also teach us to have interaction with Him, to ask your Father for something and you give it to them. And it is this action. And so very specifically here Paul talk about is that, you know, there are situations that we do ask and God answer our prayer. And through this process, this joy be complete. As is that, you know, you went through this process and you want a certain thing. And when you received that, I mean, we have certainly, you know, obviously a number of experience that when we pray and we got answer and God is faithful. And as this faith journey continue to build up, we know that God always provide. God always come in the minute that we need. And there are times that when we ask for things that may not be good for us, and through that journey, we actually learn what is good for us and what is not, and also learn the Father's heart. So the scripture here is very clear, is that, you know, in a situation when you're worried, then you talk to God. Prayer is a two-way conversation with God. A petition is a very specific term, as ask specifically. And the next words he's talking about also is the condition of heart. It talk about thanksgiving and present your request to God. Talking about the heart of gratitude is not talking about, you know, I just be greedy, I like all these things and I want it, but it talk about that gratitude, and it talk about contentment. So it's this whole thing that if in a situation that we are worried or in a situation we face challenges, here Paul suggests us that to go back to God, pray, talk to God first, and present your request to God with a gratitude, with a heart, that with a thanksgiving heart. And obviously this is, and here is talk about, you know, that sometimes we don't know when it's going to answer, but definitely when you start connecting with God, then the next verse here is talk about the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. It's talk about, it's like, when things that bother you, when things that cause you worry, instead of thinking about immediately the first step, instead of thinking about what solution I could have, this is a normal thing to do. Of course, like God created us, give us wisdom, give us like things to work out the solution. But Paul talks about is that the first thing we do, you go back to God and connect with God and take away the worry. It doesn't mean that do not worry. Here doesn't mean that you don't do anything. You still do the things that you do, but they talk about the anxious, the fear will be taken away. In replacement, it is that peace that come in. And so you still go about your business as usual, but you carry that peace of God with you. And this peace of God cannot be explained to other people, because obviously the situation caused people to worry. But because you are connected with God, that peace comes with you. And that is why it always say here, it say transcend all understanding. It's like, you know, situation people think about in certain situation that people will worry and, you know, or be in fear. But when we're connected to God, then that peace will come in. It's like assurance. And very interestingly, it talk about guard your heart and mind. It protect your heart and mind. I have this experience. I remember, like, you know, after I hand in my resignation before I go to seminary, and my old firm, my company, need to find a replacement, replace my positions, and so the new girl come in and I hand over the file and all this, and suddenly I remember I received a phone call at that time, and it's from a lawyer we usually use, from a partner, from this senior partner from this law firm, and she called me and say, hey, why do you hire this person? We have really bad experience with the successor that you hire. And because my boss hired her, so I heard, and then the senior partner start telling me how she would backstab you, how she would, you know, tamper your file and then put all the blame on you. And because I would be about to leave my company, so I'm thinking, oh no, I have no way to defend myself, because when I leave my company, and if the new lady coming in doing my file, make all the complaints to my boss on my reputation would be ruined. And at that point, it's like I felt, you know, when my departure with my last company is I felt that, you know, I did a reasonable good job and everyone seems to respect who I am. And suddenly at that looming ahead of me is like when I left this company, my reputation would be ruined because of what the senior pastor from a senior lawyer partner of that law firm told me this person would do to you. So I was really worried, and in my heart I was thinking, hey, what could I do before I leave my company? How could I protect my reputations? And so I have been thinking, oh, maybe I go into my boss, you know, subtly hinted this person is not very suitable, or do all other things to guard and protect my reputations. And I remember that day I was sitting on a bus on the way to work, and I was thinking, and what can I do? What should I say to my boss without too obviously like being the person gossip, but yet at the same time certain way to manipulate so that my reputation would be intact when I left. And suddenly, you know, these verses come from Psalm 121. It come into, where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord who created the heaven and earth. And I'm thinking, yeah, the help comes from the Lord, the God who created heaven and earth. And so on the way to work, I meditate on that verse, and I felt the Lord told me, don't do anything, Sophia. You know, leave it to me. I'm saying, like, some you need to connect with God, and you need the discernment. Sometimes you need to do things. Sometimes God asks you, no, leave it to my hand. So each situation is different. So I'm asking is connect with God first, ask for the directions and what is the best way to go, because the Lord really know what is the best way for you. So in that particular situation, God told me, don't say anything. Just do your best to hand over the file and leave it to me. So at that time, I was okay, I'll leave it to you, Lord. And all my worry have been taken away. I've been like, the night before, I was thinking multiple way to try to help myself, how to, you know, do things. And so I let go, and all the worry leave me, and I do whatever I need to do. And the story doesn't finish just there. The lady actually didn't last for more than 3 days. She left on her own. And then before I left my company, I talked to my boss, and she told me, I was aware that conversation that you have with that senior pastor, a senior partner of that law firm. I did not mention to my boss, but she was aware. And she told me that she respect me, I didn't gossip. She respect me that I did not go back and tell her all these, you know, other things. And yeah, I think this is, God is guiding. Of course, I'm saying again, it's like each situation is different. But when you receive from God and say, okay, leave it to my hand, then leave it to God, and just go about your normal business as usual. And there are situations where like God might ask you to step in and do certain things. But the first thing, when the challenge comes, when the situation that caused you to worry, first thing you do, go back to God. Put your request, every request, with that thanksgiving heart. So this is what Philippians 4:6 teach us, 6 and 7. And that peace of God is guaranteed to be with you. Okay, the next verses here is 8. Let's go to verse 8 and 9. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such thing. Here it talks about the environment that we should have. As a human being, we think very smart, but a lot of time we are affected by our surrounding. A lot of psychology study and also advertisement, if you look at, you know, how advertisement will affect people. There's multiple theory. Apparently, a certain image keep appearing a number of times, repeating image will cause you have a preference to it. And I remember there's a little experiment. It's like little kid, they flashing card and having like drink bought like soft drink, and it will start creating a desire for certain people to buy soft drink or to drink that particular soft drink. And a lot of time it's talk about is like we are easily being influenced. Here, Paul suggested us that who should we associate with, what environment we should place ourselves, because this is certainly is a weakness in our in our mix. And he's telling us that, you know, stay whatever that's true, noble, right, pure, lovely, all the excellent thing surrounding your environment is very important. There's a Chinese saying, it's like, if you're close to the red ink, you become red. If you go to close to the black ink, you become black. It's talk about also how easily we could be influenced by us, by this environment. So I believe that, you know, I don't have to give you a lot of example. You're probably aware. So here you talk about guarding our heart and against, you know, associate yourself with all these good things. And you probably ask, you know, yeah, that's, I understand that. One of the things is I want to highlight is because God is holy, and we are to be holy, and that is why Paul so emphasized that we, the people we associate with, the surrounding we associate with. Having said that, it does not mean that okay, we only mix with Christians. We don't deal with non-Christian or anything. Always remember that you are living. You are living in this world, you are, but not of the world. So it doesn't mean that we have to live in an island and in isolation, but this I want to highlight to you. And the next word here, I also want to mention, is like Paul, he said, whatever you learn and or receive or hear from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Here's this element, is talk about that whatever that Paul come by, he had his faith journey to go through, and he learned and he have learned and he set a good example. From this particular verse, I want to highlight is that we also have also going through this journey. You guys have been Christian for a while, and talk about being an example, learning from Paul. Learning from your senior pastor, learning from the good Christian that you saw. But be aware, and the next step is also God called us to make disciples. So what does it mean? It's like you're just not simply living a good life, that's it. We're talking about setting a good example. Paul is talking about successions. What you learn from me, at the same time, he is suggesting is that you learn from me. But at the same time, let not forget that we have to pass it on. Here, Paul is doing is passing it on, learning from me as a living example, and so that each one of you be that living example for the younger Christians. So don't ever forget that. And the thing is that also this verse, particularly verse, give me the warning, is that people will see you and learn from you and see you what you've done. So remember back in those days when we first time become a Christian, we don't know how to pray. And so we will look at other people, how they pray, and learn how to put the word together. And this is just the form. But don't forget that, you know, Christianity is not the outward work. Even though Philippians 4 here talk about, you know, what actions should we have when the Lord is near. But it's always, it's not the outward appearance. It's not just I do the good thing. It talk about the inner being. It talk about the heart. Talk about a thanksgiving heart. Talk about the love for the community. And last time I shared with you guys some of the practical steps that we can live out those, you know, that 4 points. And this morning we only covered the 2 points. Last 2 weeks ago I covered, like, you know, living in a community, rejoice in the Lord. And this morning, we talk about do not worry and be happy. Remember the psalm, don't worry, be happy. And the second thing is that, you know, associate the things with like good things, excellent things around us, and setting a good example. So what are the practical steps that we can have? Here I have some suggestion for you, like for, you know, trying not to worry and be happy. You can, you know, practice at home as well. Lay down completely still. Sometimes you can have music, but I suggest that, you know, this time, no music, no sound. Don't even start talking to God yet. Just stare and lay still and try to clear, you know, anything that's from your heart. All the worries that you have, just lay still, you know, try it like 5 to 10 minutes. Try to clear all the thought and meditate on Psalm 1 to 1. Maybe this morning we can turn to, we have time, we turn to Psalm 1:1. I mean, this verse helped me, and it's so, sometimes it's amazing, you know, when you have the Word of God in you, and it come to you in a very timely manner. Psalm 1:1. I will lift up my eyes to the mountain, and where shall my help come from? My help come from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keep you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, and nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. And, you know, spend some time when you go home, spend some time. I want to emphasize, we're not brainwashing ourselves, but simply letting God engraving His work into our heart. So, and as you continue to, you know, soak in the presence of God, I believe like those worries will flee. Because when God is with you, there's nothing to fear. The second thing we can do, like to get rid of the worries, like, you know, keep a daily journal on the things that you worry on the day, and you just write it down and you give it to God. Don't, you know, sometimes we try to force ourselves not to worry. It doesn't work that way. Really, I felt from my personal experience, it's like, you know, even you tell yourself, don't worry, you still have stress and all this. But the fact that when you actually connect with God, then really that peace would come in. So, but the other thing is, like, don't use the reverse, like, oh, I still worry, so God is not near us. The logic doesn't work that way, so I want to emphasize, just in case. The other thing that you can do for, you know, associate yourself with good things, maybe we can do a fast. Like, we talk about fasting on food, but what about fasting on the media? Fasting on, you know, the Facebook, or fasting on things that actually affect your thinking. And then, you know, instead of, you know, having those, you are bombarded with, like, your daily things that from advertisements or from the news or other things that influence your choices, try to, you know, fast those things. And instead, with replacement, meditate on God's word, or even from the book of Philippians. The other things that really help us to put ourselves in the right environment is really to pray to God and ask for a good accountability relationship. Pick a person that you can really share your darkest secrets. And I know it's hard, it's difficult, and I really believe that you need to pray to God and to ask for that particular person. But it will be good that if we can have that person. So you share your struggle, you share your weakness, and share about these temptations. Every time when you have that negative thought come in, this person know about it. Because when this happens, it's actually like a police in a way that is stopping you to go into that territories. And also, that person can help by praying for you and giving you, you know, some godly counsel. So these are the two things that, you know, practical step that we could put ourselves in to try to think, put ourselves in things that associate things that with excellency. So, my message is finishing here. And thanks, Monica, come and lead us to a song of worship. This morning, the message reminded us that, you know, God is always near. And as God is, He's reminded that, you know, when God is near, what we should be like. At the same time, it's like, you know, these are the things that we practice, like living in a community, not to worry, rejoice in the Lord, you know, associate ourselves with, you know, all these good things. If you look at the text, you know, always come by, always with this guarantee, at this assurance, God of peace will be with you. This is the things that God promised. It's like whatever situations that you will be in, you know, whatever difficulty or challenges you have at work, He's there with you. He's coming alongside, working together with you. His grace and His mercy is always overflowing. And it's a matter of whether that we really turn our gaze to Him. And so this morning, if you have anything that, you know, really bother you, or, you know, just one by one, you know, leave it to God and say, oh, this situation is tough. Can you help me? I remember this book by Brother Lawrence, like Practicing the Presence of God. He talked about, you know, when we do all things, when we're working, or even He's in the kitchen or working and doing all these things, He's thinking about, I'm doing it for God. And that heart change, that thanking attitude, that loving God attitude, actually changed His whole attitude towards work. It changed His attitude. At the same time, He bring God's peace with Him. He bring in that presence wherever He go. So, you know, I know, you know, when we are really busy at work or study, whatever, you know, sometimes we forgot God is next to us. And this morning, the message talk about God is next to us. And then, you know, when you're very busy, just turn around and say, hey, God, you still here? And just ask Him to join you together. And I believe that your work, your study will be transformed by, you know, having acknowledging He's next to you. So this morning, thank you, Lord, for being there with us. And also this morning, let's also, you know, put our prayer requests, prayer and supplications to the Lord. Let's now turn to the prayer focus for the local ministry. Hong Kong, you know, there's a number of ministries that our church is supporting, like YWAM, Face to Face, Johnson College, Feed the Hungry, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. They, and all these other, you know, probably not listed here, but there are many Christian groups going different at a different corner in Hong Kong and doing God's work. We lift up those local churches together. Pray there's a unity. Pray that God peace with them. Pray that, you know, God really use them, and pray that each one of them, from the leader to the top to everyone, they really have that peace of God in them, have that vision of God with them. Also, just reminded that some of the local churches in the Central and Western District, they are coming together on the 14th May. They're coming together to pray. They have a place in around this area. And they want all the churches coming together, pray for this land, and they're planning for doing more outreaches, to reach out to the local community. So let's pray for those, the unity of those churches in the Central and Western District, praying that, you know, they will come join hands together and serve the local community. Also, let's come to the SP ministry. We have the worship team, the welcoming team, the men and women ministry, and also the local outreach. Pray that for everyone who serve in that, in it, all have that servant heart, have that heart to love the SCE community. So let's pray for the two house churches, McCain House Church and Beijing House Church. Beijing House Church is in their preparations for moving in August and September time to Beijing. So that will be transitions. And also McCain House Church during this season, like praying for the house church leader having a good break, refreshed by the God, and also the house church members when they come together in May again, that also, tonight is also tomorrow. There is GIC classes. Pray for the student and the teachers. They really dig deeper into the Word of God and really let that Word of God engrave in our heart, so we carry with them everywhere. And also pray for the weekend activity. That's IP team, Matt, and also the youth group on Friday night and also Sunday. You probably see a bunch of young kids coming on Sunday service, and they have Bible study, so pray for them. And also the Noah's Ark kids, and also Sunday service, and so yeah, just pray for the Sunday weekend activities that's happening in SP. Finally, let's continue to press in to pray for SP Move. It seems like, everything's so quiet, but I believe that God is still working. And we still have to get through, all the accounts and everything getting through. And so really give us wisdom to go through the bookwork, and also bless those people who are helping to prepare those accounting documents. Thank you, God, for being with us, reminding us that you're always with us and you are so near to us. I just pray, Father, that peace, the God of peace, be with my brother and sister as they leave the sanctuary, as they continue to spend time with you this morning in this sanctuary, when they leave the door, when they go out to the work, to the study, wherever they go. Father, I just pray that your peace, that which transcends all understanding, be always with them. And people can even see that Christ in them, Lord. Father, take care of each one of them. And really, I pray also, Father, that, you know, the Christ in them are so shining through them, that joy is overflowing them, that, you know, even during time they are worried, let not worry beat them down, but let it be overcome by that peace that transcends that all understanding, that with them, Lord. So I lift each one of our brothers and sisters here to you and ask that God be with them and protect them and bless them with a wonderful day ahead and a weekend ahead, Lord. Thank you, Father God, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.